I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Town of LaGrange Zoning Board of Appeals to order. We have a full attendance from the board members. And so we're holding this meeting under the auspices of Executive Order 2002.1 issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo of the state of New York as a way to remain in compliance with the stay home, stay safe mandates while continuing to carry out town business. In keeping with this order, this meeting is being recorded and the video will be posted at a later date on the town website. The meeting and public access procedure by computer and telephone have been announced on the town website and referenced on the town electronic message board on Stringham Road. Our first order of business is to amend, if necessary, and accept the minutes from our last meeting. Have the members had a chance to review these minutes? Does anyone have additions, changes, or corrections they would like to make? I did have one that we made after the first draft was sent out regarding the super majority requirements, as that was not required for that meeting. So we struck that from the minutes. However, other than that, I had no further changes. If that is what everybody else agrees to, I'll accept a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Let us move on to our first order of business. We have a request for an area variance from Edward McCormick. And he is seeking a relief of 6 feet from a side yard setback requirement of 15 feet for the construction of a 12 and a half foot by 24 foot attached garage. So I see we have Mr. McCormick in attendance. So if you would like to unmute your mic, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about this project.
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity to appear before you. You may not hear that often, but it is good to be here this evening. My wife is here, B, also. The project is increasing from going from a one-car garage to a two-car garage. It's replacing a structure of a carport that was already there, that's been there for probably, it's a wild guess now, probably 10, 12 years, I believe. I didn't check the exact dates. But the, so replacing, it's essentially enclosing the carport that's there, although we're gonna take the carport down and replace it with the structure and blend it with the house and the roof line. So it's, it's no more, no less than that, replacing the old carport structure with a new structure that will blend the roof lines and we believe aesthetically and certainly functionally will be better than what we have there today.
All righty. Any questions from the board members? Mike.
So just to confirm, the structure that's there now has been there for a while, right?
Yes, it has.
So the carport was, so there's one car garage as a part of the original house, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and there was a carport, which is not there currently, right? I didn't see it when I drove by.
It's not there now, no.
Okay, and so you want to extend that to make it the two car garage?
That's correct.
Understood, thank you.
Leanne.
Is the fence that's there, is that your fence or the neighbor's fence?
That is the neighbor's fence.
Thank you.
Nancy. Nancy, don't forget mute. Unmute yourself.
What are the plans for water control off the roof?
Yeah, Trustee Swanson, it would be the same as it is now, except for it would be extended over, but it would be directed towards the front of my my property down to the street, in the direction of the street.
You mean a gutter and then a downspout?
Yes. I'm a bean counter, so I'm not used to all those technical terms, but it's a spout that would move the water not across but down towards the street.
Okay, and where would the downspout, where would it empty out? On the lawn someplace?
It would empty out on the lawn. If you looked at that property line, the driveway now, it would empty out on the to the left of the driveway as you face the house.
And did the carport have any controls like that? Or did it just run off the...
The carport did not have gutters around it. It just ran off of the side of the gutters and off the side of the roofing that was there.
Okay. And who's going to be constructing the gutters and the downspout?
Alexander Construction.
Okay, any other questions, Mike?
I just want to also, I see that you had originally back in 1998, you had gotten a variance for the carport itself. And if I'm reading this clearly, the carport was actually larger than the garage is going to be. Is that correct?
No, it's going to be the exact same dimensions.
Oh, sorry, there you go. Well, your relief is slightly different, right?
Yeah, we're asking for a different relief because let me volunteer information that you didn't ask before, but for some reason when we did the variance, the measurements were off. I don't know how that happened when we measured, we didn't ask for enough relief at that time.
So how... I guess my question would be then, how far past where the temporary structure was for the past, I don't know, 20 or so years, will this new structure be?
It will not exceed where the new structure will not exceed where the old structure was.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions?
What was the base of the old structure, the carport? The concrete slab, or
it was the old carport base was not concrete, but the driveway went up and extended all the way to the side of the house, and that is whatever that.
Asphalt.
Yes.
Okay.
I told you I was technically challenged, but it was asphalt base. And of course, that will be replaced with a cement base with the new construction.
So you're essentially saying that the footprint of this structure will be the same as the footprint of the carport?
Yes, the architectural drawings use the same exact footprint.
Okay.
Leanna, did you have a question?
Yeah, are there propane tanks involved on your property? And if so, are they on pads? Pads or?
They are on pads, and we will when we put them back there. We're going to put a cement padding for them. They're currently on cinder blocks, and we're going to put a cement pad in there for them to sit on in a firmer, if not more secure position. Those are the propane tanks for the the system we generator for our, for the house.
And so those will be on the side of the house, or
yes,
in the back. They will be on the, so they will extend. Not, yes. Those need a variance also if they're on cement.
Okay, pardon.
No. Okay. Regina's answering. Sorry. Thank you.
Paul had asked that question earlier of Justin, and they only need a variance for their where they're located if they were of a certain size, and they don't meet the size for that, so yes, they're fine.
Great. Thank you.
What would be the color of the siding on the garage?
The same. It's at the rest of the house.
Yellowish, the yellow that you have there?
Yeah. We've always called it beige, but quite frankly, Trustee, I think it is yellowish. It's probably a more accurate color.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any other questions from the board? Just a couple questions that I would have. The roof line of the new garage, which will be the same elevation or same height as the current garage roof?
Yes, it will.
Okay. And when I was there, I noticed a line of cedar trees or arborvitae between the fence and your property. Are those yours?
Yes. All of those, the cedars are the ones that are, if you're talking about the ones that are 3 to 4 feet, they're ours, and the larger trees behind that, a foot or so behind those, mm-hmm, are also part of our property.
Okay. All righty. Does the board have any further questions?
Are you planning on keeping the trees there?
Absolutely. My kids and grandkids would disown me if I got rid of them.
Good.
All righty. If there is no further commentary or questions on the presentation, I'll take a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Public hearing is opened. We now can take any comments or questions from public members that may be present on this call. No comments from the public.
Hi, my name is Ira Dunn. I'm the neighbor to Ed. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. The question is about the propane tanks. The propane tanks were close enough to the property. I'm worried about with the structure going in and those propane tanks. I thought propane tanks are supposed to be in the back side of the house, not on the side of the house. I'm worried that these tanks are getting closer and closer to my property, especially since I put up the fence. Are those tanks going to be put exactly in the same spot as they were, or are they moving closer to the property line?
If I may answer that, they will be exactly in the same spot that they were originally located. They're not moving any closer. We're just going to put a more permanent foundation rather than just the blocks that they were originally constructed with. But they will be in this exact same spot.
And also, as far as the water runoff, as you know, Ed, from my house to your house, it drops. So water comes down from your side up past my fence and on my side. I'm worried with the permanent structure there, if you just put a small gutter there, the water is going to come on my side. I've had issues in my basement already. I'm not looking to get any more water in my house. I'm hoping you would put something going further down your driveway so it does not come near my house.
That's not an issue, Ira. That would be, we will do that. We will move it from the front, and the spout would come extend beyond the front of the house, beyond your house and the basement area. So that should not create an issue for you.
What about on the back side? Where's that going to go? On the back side of the new garage.
It would go the same. Well, right now the water is coming off of the carport and off of the original garage that's there. And the it is not a has that been an issue?
No, but you got to remember further away. Now that you're putting a permanent structure in, the water is getting closer to the house. I'm assuming it's going to be on the end of the structure.
Yeah, I would assume that we would. If it looked like it was coming to your area, we would add additional spouts to snake it down to the front of our yard.
Okay, that's fair. Because you know, Ed, with the hill that's between us, the water just rolls down to my side.
I know water runs downhill, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn. Any other further comments from the public? I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
No move.
Second.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion or questions by board members? Given that, let me make a record of our findings. The application for an area variance was presented by Edward McCormick. In making its determination on an area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicants. If the variance is granted, as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, welfare of the neighborhood and or community by such grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria: character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. It seems that given the items that Mr. McCormick has presented, that the construction of this additional garage will improve the character of the neighborhood. And he has taken into account the necessary means to mitigate any sort of drainage issues that may arise by said construction. Alternative methods for achieving benefits sought by the applicant. Appears that there are none. The carport needed to be replaced, and they are replacing it with a substantially better garage project. Substantiality of the variance. Well, I would say it's not substantial in that the garage is essentially the same footprint as the carport. It is not any closer, and that has not increased the setback requirements for this project at all. The factor impact on physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood. While it is true, the additional roof structure may add to stormwater loading, the additional downspouting and piping that are planned by Mr. McCormick should take care of these conditions. self-creation of the difficulty. It was self-created in that Mr. McCormick is wishing to replace his carport and build a garage. Any other considerations the board would like to add? Mike?
No other considerations, but just on the resolution itself, can I just ask for clarification before we vote? It says now where it's therefore be resolved. Wouldn't it be granted relief of 6 feet? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, it should. We are asking for a relief of 6 feet.
Regina's like, yeah, she got it. Yeah, okay. So just to confirm that it's going to be a relief of 6 feet, not 20 as in the resolution.
Correct. Thank you, Mike. Actually, I'd already notated that on my copy, but I didn't get to that page yet.
Sorry, I just figured we were on the whole resolution.
Any other considerations? Nancy?
Mentioning the color would be the same as the house, so it will match. And okay. Also, I don't really see that there would be more water runoff. I mean, I'm guessing that the carport would have the same roofing
possibly
material. So I think taking that out would be a good idea. Taking that out of the resolution that there may be more water produced by the roof of the garage.
Okay, but I would like to have at least maybe under other considerations that Mr. McCormick is being sensitive to the possibility of water flow, yeah, and is taking that to consideration of his construction.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. So for other considerations, we'll be adding that the garage will match the siding color and appearance of the house, and that appropriate guttering and downspouts will be put in place to mitigate any rainwater flow that may occur.
I would also add that the McCormicks are planning on keeping the trees there that are there okay. Now, and they will absorb water as trees do.
Okay. Any additional other considerations? Okay.
I'd like to add a judgmental one, that I think a nice garage of the same size as the carport looks a lot better than the carport.
Agreed.
Okay.
Taking into account Mike's change to the actual resolution that we are seeking a relief of 6 foot, not 20 foot. I'll take a motion to that effect.
I move.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Nancy, are you in favor or not?
I'm in favor.
Okay. Jared?
In favor.
Mike?
I vote aye.
Leanna?
I vote aye.
And I vote aye. Mr. McCormick, you have a variance.
And the McCormicks, thank you very much for your consideration and your approval of this project.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And alrighty.
We're looking forward to the new garage.
I bet you are. Hope you get it in before winter.
Yes, we hope so. We hope so. We should. So when you're in the neighborhood, stop by and take a look at it.
We will.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, certainly. Any other business any board member would like to bring up, any administrative items? If not, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Bye.